I have something I want to say here tonight. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, and I read it. It said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. That him there is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Take note there. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And when you are coming to God, you must first and foremost believe that he is God. He's not a man. He's not a human being. He is God. And more importantly, that he is a rewarder of them that diligent. The word there is diligent. Diligently seek him. He rewards them. Amen. Listen, church. I've discovered that there are some people that come here and immediately our prayer programs, especially, I'm talking because this is a prayer program. They come here, they receive their testimonies. Whatever is their problem, God answers. Another group of people, they have been here before this church started. They were members of this church. One single testimony they never get. Still battle. Why? When you come to God, he is not a human being. Number one, faith. Number two, seek him diligently. What is faith? Faith here is revelation. That is, you don't come to him anyhow. Don't just go to church because people are going to church. Go with revelation. When you say revelation here, is God works by his principles. Know his principles. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. There, John was saying there, he says, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And you cannot know his will except you have revelation. It is through revelation you know his will. There are sometimes prayers that we pray that they are not according to God's own will. And there is also a right and a wrong approach to approach God when you need something from him. Revelation. Don't begin to pray. Don't say you have a problem, you want to pray. Before you open your mouth to pray, sit down first and consider, how will I approach God for this problem? Don't just jump up in Jesus' name. Satan, you're a liar. Before you say Satan is a liar, it may not be Satan. It may be you that you are the liar. So sit down first and think. And there are people that start praying, they have no prayer point. You left your house to come here today. What are you coming for? They go vigil. What did they go for? Today na vigil now. Amen. Somebody call you. Where did they go? Are they for road? Road, where did they go? Are they go vigil? What did they do for herself? I go follow you. Tap your neighbor. Are you the one? Are you the person? Tap your neighbor. Tap your neighbor. Are you the person? So, what did you come here for? So, what do you hope to receive? And you can never receive anything you don't hope for. When you hope for nothing, you will receive nothing. Praise God. That is why some people come here, they receive, and some don't receive. Then secondly, you have to be diligent. Christians there, in simple language, by my understanding, is you have to be serious. You have to be serious. God is not a human being. See, how many billions of people on earth are calling for his attention? He has serious people to listen to and attend to their matter and forget jokers. Ask your neighbor, are you a joker here tonight? It reflects on the way. Why are some people worshiping and some sitting there, they look like cinema? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go to chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. From verse 3. It says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? And why is the countenance falling? Verse 7. God continued to tell Cain, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. What I'm saying here, why I quote that scripture is, amen. You are in the same assembly. You may even be having the same problem with another brother. And just, you finish a prayer program like this, the next service, that brother is giving testimony how God visited him. But you were in the same place also, the same prayer you prayed, or rather, the same place you went for the prayer. But your own condition after you left, it became worse. And there is a tendency for you to begin to envy those who are testifying. What you should do is go to that same person that testified. Oh boy, how you take pray that Friday? Me, I follow you go to. Find out what he did that merited that answer, that testimony he got. So that you two can correct. Amen. And then do like it is so that you too, your own condition can change. And let me tell you, everyone that receives something from God, watch that person, the attitude mattered. Church, when this ministry began, amen, until today, I keep telling all the inter-message believers all around who started ministry before me, this church did not break from another church. This church, four people in 1998 gathered round table in my office. Instead of them to find out why is this ministry progressing, because we are progressing and we are unstoppable. Why is their own not progressing? After all, it's the same ministry of William Branham we are following. We are preaching the same entire message. Instead of them to come and learn, they are saying whatever they are saying, God warned Cain. Ha! If you do the same thing, your own too will be accepted. Now, if not, sin lieth at the door. Instead of that, they are getting jealous and saying all manner of things concerning this ministry. Listen, amen. Number one, if you are going to go into a battle, once you have entered the Christian race, you become a Christian, there is no turning back. No turning back. I told you in Ephesians chapter 6, he said, put on the whole armor of God. This thing, I saw it in 1990 in my Bible. I underlined it because something happened to me that day that made me to understand that scripture. I was in a revelation and Guru Maharaj visited me. Oh, that was very serious, very real. You know, he took me to that his place in Ibadan Expressway. I'd never known it before, but from that revelation, I can tell you everything about, because I saw everything there, real life. But it was in the spirit, took me there. He even told me how he got that land. So years after, when I read in the paper, there was some controversy there then, I heard how he got the land. It was exactly how the man told me in the spirit, how he got that land. Now he took me round and showed me his power and showed me this. And he was not doing something on the floor to demonstrate. He was explaining something on the ground and explaining something about his power, you know, wanting me to follow him. And then he knelt down there and looked at me while I was looking at him and said, now, what do you say about, what do you say now concerning Sadguru Maharaj? He was waiting for me to, after he had showed me everything. And I looked at him and I said, as far as I'm concerned, Sadguru Maharaj is a demon from the pit of hell. And I was saying, I was still going to pronounce and fire with, I just had, shut up! I had, shut up! He used his stomach, hit me from the back. Bam, like this. I came out of that revelation. I was scratching my back. Yeah, the man hit me for back. But the man was in my front. But I know I had closed my eye, ready to rain fire on him. But then he came and hit me from the back. So, naturally I asked, why did he not hit me from the front? So when I read Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God, look at it. The head is covered. The chest is covered. The feet is covered. Every aspect is covered. It is only the back that is not covered. I wrote in my Bible, I said, only the back is not covered. That means, we in this battle, you are not to turn back. Face the devil. Face him, face him, face him. Praise the Lord. Politicians are in Nigeria here. They are playing and joking with security everywhere. Some military men did mutiny. And then they have been condemned to death. They are playing politics with it. When a soldier man enters soldier, you don't know, say you don't sign your death warrant for that. How can a soldier be afraid to go to battlefield? How can a soldier, you say you're a soldier, and then you turn, they give you order, you want to fire your commander, you abuse your commander, for one front. And then they condemn them to death. And then politicians are saying, and then so-called human rights lawyer. Make Mokuna go enter soldier now, put on uniform, go and fight Boko Haram. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been very angry with all of them. They have been condemned to die. That is the least punishment for mutiny in the military worldwide. Is it because they even put a male press man, not say, then they try anybody? It's supposed to be silently done and they kill all of them and let the others see so that they will learn next time. But these days now, everything news. People who should not talk, they are talking. Listen, church. If it's during military regime, whether they go fit talk. Well, the same thing when you enter Christian dress. Christianity is a battlefield. We wrestle not against flesh and but against principalities and powers. Rulers of darkness. Spiritual wickedness, we are. high places. He said, therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand the wiles of the enemy. So it's a battle. It's a battle you enter. You don't enter anyhow. Take note of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, church. Satan has stopped crippling the people physically. He now cripples us financially. Cripples our marriage. Sends frustrations all around you until a man is walking complete and you think that he's a normal person going in. Everything about him is finished. In fact, he's wishing to even die rather than to live. That is what Satan is busy doing now. And any living church that will downplay prayer, that church, you are dead before you started. The reason is this. The Bible says, for our weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. But where are they? They are mighty. Through who? If it is through God, then it is prayer. It is prayer. That's why I say, prayer cannot be a program in a living church. It's a normal service. And anytime we come together like this, we must have enough time to pray. That's why in this church, on Sunday, we dey pray. When we finish, we come back here on Tuesday, na prayer. We will come back on Thursday again, na prayer. Every Friday night, na prayer. But do you know, even enter message churches, the prayer program now once in a month. That is for those who want to pray with that too. There is a brother sitting down somewhere there. His church in Benin, when he came over to Lagos and came to this church, he said, every Friday, enter message, oh, follow up the Mr. William Braham, oh, every Friday, wow, and I asked him, in our church, we'll be in Inco. He said, the last time they had vigil was, which year? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How can you ever live a victorious life when everywhere, left, right, front, back, battle, once you've decided to be a Christian? Those of you who plan for to come to vigil, you are falling without knowing it. Look, it is part of us here in this ministry. This church started with prayer and it will end with prayer. The last day we will go in the rapture, it will be after prayer meeting. Jesus started with prayer. He ended with prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Until somebody who says he's a Christian is standing up with microphone to ask me a question. Pastor, I want to know how to pray. I have a problem. I don't know how to pray. I should teach you how to pray. I don't know how to pray. When I start to pray, I wouldn't know what to say. I say, forget it. You never get problem. The day you get problem, you will know how to pray. Don't worry. Don't bother yourself. You might be saying you don't know how to pray. Amen. But listen, church. Listen. Every prayer that will be effective. I repeat, every prayer that will be effective, and that is why I am going in this little exhortation. Every prayer that will be effective must, go with fasting.